Welcome everyone to Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon and I'll be your coach this evening. So today is going to be December 3rd, 2021. And if you are a longtime listener, you know, thank you for following, but I hate to say I told you so. The holiday mindset is already unraveling at the seams. We have riots. We have people in fear more so than we have had in recent holidays. Because if we look at last year was an uncertain time. People didn't know what to expect, but people were hopeful. That's the big difference. Now people are fed up. There's a big difference between someone who's hopeful and someone who's fed up. And the person who's fed up, they're not going to be easy to please. And I'm not saying that we have to please them, but we do have to understand them. We have to understand how they're thinking. Because when we start to understand how someone is thinking, then we can start to move in certain ways. When I was a teacher, I would have a room full of students. It would be wrong of me to think that every single time those students came in to that room, I would have an easy day. Every one of the students will be happy and ready to learn, but that's not the case. Everyone has their own life. I've had students who dealt with a loss of a pet, with a loss of a loved one, mothers, fathers, and they had to come to that reality, a harsh reality, but they were still expected to go to school. They were still expected to carry on with life. But here, it's kind of different. We have an ecosystem and a government, whatever you want to call it, where they want you to wait. Just wait, just wait, just wait. And they think people are going to be patient and just keep on waiting. Well, are we going to keep on waiting until our body's in the grave? No, people are not going to wait that long. People are impatient as it already is, so expecting someone to wait, that's not going to happen. That's not going to fly. So today we're going to be talking about what is going on in society. We already talked about the holiday mindset. We can already see it unraveling. I'm going to show you how it's unraveling. I'm going to talk to you about all what's happening in the news, and then I'm going to say, you know, what are you going to do about it? Because at the end of the day, you're the person in charge of your destiny. If you haven't, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all those things that videos like. And let's get into today's podcast. Because we're going to be talking about mainstream news. We're going to be talking about the new variant of COVID. We're going to be talking about riots. We're going to be talking about the Biden administration. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And many people are looking for solutions because they're tired of waiting. They're tired of living in fear. But then there's some people who are still obedient. And we're going to talk about that too. So let's go into news really quick, and then I'm going to break down everything at the end. Here we have CNN, and they're saying that DeSantis wants to have his own military that is not going to be sanctioned or is not going to be controlled by the U.S. government. Now, what is going to happen there is that they're going to say he's an enemy and that he's trying to rebel, and it's going to cause people to fear him. He's going to be a new leader of the resistance. So now people are going to say, I don't want anyone who's going to be that type of person, militant and aggressive and pushy. So they're already setting him up to have enemies at his door. I'm not going to say it's a good thing or a bad thing, because that's going to be up for you. What I want you to understand is he's doing this for a reason. Do you know the reason? If you know the reason, great. If you don't know the reason, you need to do your research. Because if you don't know the reason, you are one of the blind, you're one of the sheep. Definitely understanding why he does it. And don't follow just one news source. If you remember one of my blogs, How to Get Your News, don't just follow CNN, because they're going to have a bias. They're going to say what they want to say. But just because they say what they want to say, it doesn't mean what they said is correct. Or what they are omitting, the truth, you should be looking for. So that is going to be the big news there. And then we talk of, there was a school shooting that happened. Of course, they can't find any reason for motive. The young child was caught, captured, arrested. And we have three lives gone. And we have several hurt. This is a reoccurring thing. We have people harming people. But why? Why is this happening? We are supposed to be in a realm, in a society, in a season to be happy and merry and giving and loving and cherish everyone, being grateful. Why is it not happening the way we think it should be happening? And that is because the mindset of simply saying, oh, it's the season to be merry and jolly and respectful, that has been a term that is not going to be helping people anymore. People are going to be operating under their own beliefs. And we have to get to our own beliefs sooner than later, because right now people are still afraid. So just moving over really quickly, we have Jen Psaki. She was talking about the job market and why the job market is not looking as great, right? Especially during holiday season. During the holiday season, we should be having plenty of jobs, seasonal jobs, but that's not the case. We are not having as many jobs as we did in the past. And we might think that, oh, there's no big deal. If we look at the job claims and unemployment is the lowest it's ever been in 52 years. I mean, we can look at that number. But have you realized why that is the case? Why is the unemployment so low? That is because unemployment is $300 and inflation has went up. So now that $300 is not going to give you the same spending power that it used to. You have to work in order to survive. You can't just have Uncle Sam take over and say, hey, take it easy. I understand you're going through some rough times. You can't find work. Here's $300. But we're going to keep on printing money though. And eventually that $300 is going to be useless for you. So now people have to go to work. Of course, unemployment is going to go down because they have to be able to pay and keep up with the cost of inflation. So that is going to be talking about that. And when it comes to Jen Psaki, she is just another puppet. Just like we look at the whole Biden administration, they're puppets. There's going to be people who are going to be pulling the strings. So I always tell people, don't hate Biden, don't hate Kamala, don't hate Jen Psaki. That's just a directive. People just have to hate someone. They have to blame someone. And when Trump was president, people would always say, Trump's to blame. It's his fault. He's the worst president, etc. Same thing happened with Obama. He's the worst president ever, and he's to blame for this. It's Obama's fault. Why do they do that? It's because they have to have a reason. They have to have a focus for their anger. Because if someone is just simply upset, okay, they're upset, but they have to have some type of focus at their anger. When it comes to Psaki, if you listen to her speak and she defends something she knows is not right, or she's defending the administration for something they said or they did or they're not doing. Just the other day, they have mandated that if you are coming in to the United States from international travel, you have to have a vaccine. And then it goes into a little bit details that you do have to show proof of a negative COVID test if you don't have the vaccine, and that you do have to go for a 3-day quarantine after you land. For saying that travel is banned for anyone who doesn't have the COVID shot, you just have to do some research and you'll find out that's not the case. But when reporters asked, so all the people who are walking across the Mexican border into the United States, they don't have to take any type of test. They don't have to go through any regulations, any type of quarantine. And she says no. So how is that right? Two different scenarios, right? We have an open border, then we have international travel. It's just interesting. And I just want you to hold on to all the things that I'm talking about. And then we have the Omicron, and they're saying that vaccinated people are making up most of the cases for the Omicron virus. Well, there can be a few reasons for that. Number one, the current vaccine does not protect you against the new variant. So even if you are vaccinated, you're not going to be able to repel this virus as you would for previous generations of the virus or previous versions of the virus. For this, you know, who's really vaccinated? No one right now, right? And then we had Pfizer come out, I believe 2 weeks ago, or maybe a week ago. They said within a month, they'll have a new vaccine to be able to fight the Omicron. Then we have more about the job market. We're not going to get too much into that. Talk about the surge of Omicron. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more detail because I have some insider details on that. And then for Baldwin, he's an actor. He shot someone on set. He was given a pistol, and apparently the pistol had a round in it. So the person who was downrange got hit, died. Of course, his PR firm and all his agents and, you know, would say it's not his fault. It was someone else's fault. Now, I don't know much about responsibility when it comes to movies and actors and stuff like that. But regardless, if I was given a firearm by anyone, it could be from the top general in the world. It can be from Jesus Christ himself. I'm still going to check that firearm. I'm going to make sure that there's no live rounds. And if there is, I'm going to be cognizant of it, because I'm not going to point it at anything that I don't want to harm. For people who are saying that it's not his responsibility, it's not his fault, I hear you. I do. I sympathize with the guy. He was just an actor doing his job. But it is going to be hypocritical because he is long known for not wanting guns, for not believing people should have guns. But there he is taking a gun, shooting someone, killing someone. Now, if he had a different viewpoint on firearms, maybe he went and he got firearm training. Maybe he carried a firearm for personal defense. That death on the scene of Rust wouldn't have happened, because he would have the knowledge base that if I'm giving a firearm, I need to check this firearm. And he didn't do that. So ignorance is not bliss anymore. Who's to blame? Let's talk about the new variant, Omicron. I know two people who recently got the Omicron virus. They're unvaccinated. They don't plan on getting the vaccine. And let's talk about the symptoms that they faced. They had fever. They were tired, like lethargic. So they had a, you know, like a few days of bed rest. They both had a loss of taste and smell. But if you talk to them, they're fine. They might be maybe a little bit uncomfortable. And I understand people don't want to be uncomfortable, especially in our day and age, because people, the last thing they want is to be uncomfortable. That's why people don't go to the gym, because going to the gym means you have to get uncomfortable. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And for people who want comfort, they're going to see this variant, this virus, as, oh my God, I'm going to be uncomfortable for a week. Oh my God, it's going to be the end of the world. No, it's not going to be the end of the world. Because in life, if you want something, you have to go out and you have to do the hard work. And for the people who are just hoping or wishing that things would go their way and everything would be easy and smooth sailing, you're living in a fantasy world. So this new variant, after talking to them, after, you know, seeing it, nothing to be afraid about. I wasn't afraid about COVID-1. Well, I'm not afraid about COVID now. Whatever this new variant they come out with in 2 months or in a year is not going to affect me. Because even if I developed all the variants back to back, oh, I got this COVID, then next week I got this COVID. Guess what? I would still be okay. I would still live. I would still be able to do my podcast. I would still be able to do my coaching calls. I would still be able to create content. And it's not because I am strong or I must be one of those asymptomatic people. No, it is because I decide my own future. When it comes to your mindset, your resilience level is going to matter. Now, if you're one of these people who are walking around wearing masks, if you're one of these people who sanitized your grocery carts, I understand you have a fear, right? It's a valid fear too. You don't want to get sick. You want to protect your family. You want to protect yourself. How long are you going to live in fear? Because if you started to operate under the mindset, if I got sick, let's say I got sick, can I beat it? Yes or no? If I got cancer, could I beat it? Yes or no? And for the people who give up hope, who live in fear, are going to be the people who are going to carry on with this whole new variant, new COVID, until the day they die. That, or we switch administrations and we get leaders into office that say, hey, we understand that the last administration scared you. We're not going to do that. If you get sick, you're going to get better. Because most of the people who get sick get better. And the people who don't, what's the reason? Right? Were they out of shape? Was this just a different type of effect? Were they autoimmune? We need to understand that first before we say, oh, everyone, you need to watch out. You need to get the vaccine. You need to get the boosters. Because simply saying that we need to get a shot to be able to operate is asinine. For millennia, the human immune system has kept us alive, has kept us going. And people are foolish enough to believe that all of a sudden the human immune system just stopped working. Your human immune system is not stronger than this vaccine. But who benefits from this? The government is buying this vaccine and you get it for free, right? But who pays the government? You do. So you're paying the government to produce a vaccine that doesn't vaccinate you. It may or may not reduce the symptoms of COVID, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to get it. Because it was ABC News that says vaccinated people are making up the majority. That's interesting. So now we have vaccinated people making up the majority of cases for the new variant. So why are we still taking it? Why are we still living in fear? Because fear is going to create anger. And anger is going to create turmoil. And turmoil is going to create unrest. That is why people are rioting. That is why people believe people are out to get them. Whether it be, you don't have a mask on, you don't care about my safety. You don't have the vaccine, you don't care about my safety. You don't believe in Black Lives Matter, you don't care about my culture, my safety. It's all a victim mentality. If you are going along with these trends, these fads, these movements, you need to refocus on what you want to accomplish in your life. Because if you follow BLM, you're going to be exactly where you are. You're going in a rat race. You're just going full circle, carousel ride. And for the people who understand that Black Lives Matter is not about Black Lives Matter. Because if we look at the inception of freedom to African Americans in the 60s, we talked about them starting to make some headway. And now Uncle Sam says, hey, we need to help our Black community out. So they come out with a program for food stamps. And now Black people are like, whoa, we get food stamps? This is great. What do I have to do to get these? Oh, I just have to stay under a certain economic level? Easy. So I'm just not going to go after more. I'm not going to be as ambitious. I'm going to fight with my brothers. I'm going to fight with my sisters. And then I'm going to blame the white man. Because if I blame myself, that would just be wrong thinking. But the truth is, the reason why we don't have things, the reason why we don't have the life we don't have, is because of our own doing. So if you're not a millionaire, you're to blame. If you're not successful, you're to blame. If you're not happy, you're to blame. So we have to get to a point where we need to grow up and we need to stop pointing the finger and saying, oh, it's this law, it's this person, it's this culture who's oppressing me. You're oppressing yourself. You're over here walking around with a mask thinking it's going to protect you. You're over here looting stores thinking it's the right thing because you're getting back at the establishment. Mm-mm. Everything is wrong. And for the people who are going to be operating under the belief that what they're doing is correct, they're just going to have to come to a realization later down the road that what they were doing did not lead them to where they wanted to be. Because right now, the mob mentality is leading everyone. Oh, I have to wear a mask. Okay, I'll wear a mask. Oh, I have to get the vaccine. Oh, I guess I'll get a vaccine. Oh, everyone's looting. I guess I have to go loot. How about personal development? How about making sure you're in a better place tomorrow than you are today? Because most people don't even give a damn about that. Most people can care less about working hard because they want everything given to them. And if it can't be given to them, they're going to take it. As long as that way of thinking is going to be prevalent, people are going to continue to be in angst. People are going to continue to hate each other. People are going to continue to live in fear. So you have to take some time out. And you have to say, what do you want for yourself in the next couple of years? And then change the way you're thinking. Because if you're going to continue to follow this fear, this agenda, you're going to be left without. I've seen firsthand what it does to families. You're at a point and you're doing well. You're doing well. You're doing well. And then all of a sudden, you're doing the same thing you're doing, but it's not as well. And now you have a decline and you have a choice to keep that decline until you hit the rock bottom or to stop the decline and start to find ways to get back up to the top. If you haven't, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Do all those things that videos like. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will see everyone again on Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for another coaching and session. Take care.